It is 10:46. Well, Heidi, to you all. It is the Woodford Reserve Musers Campout, live from deep in the East Texas woods. Let the deep night ticket begin with me and my shotgun rider, Donovan.
Rhines, what's happening?
Us, man.
It's time
for some fun.
We need some girls.
It's time to happen. Yeah, we need to talk to girls.
We need to talk
tonight.
To some girls and
sort out your
camping.
Love life a little
bit. Right.
Talk about camping and stuff.
You know, just any advice you need because that's why we're here. I've seen it all. Mike, you've seen it all.
Done most of it.
Right. We have a lot of things to offer to the female P1 out there just in case you have problems in your life.
Right. We can help.
Everyone has problems, right,
that's
Mike?
That's right. Everybody does, and we can help.
We're here to solve them.
What's going on here?
What is Norm doing?
he's circling around here
at his
car.
I think he's lost. He can't find his air mattress.
Now, we have a goodly number of our ticket colleagues who are still up and around, such as The Killer and Dick Hicks and Junior and Dan and George and Bob and Corby. So who knows? We might start having so much fun that they want to pop on here too.
Is Norm still going around in circles trying to find his tent?
Oh my God. Hey, we're outside. It's dark. It's not easy to find your way around this place
if you don't know.
Yes,
it is, Mike.
No, it's not,
you
Donovan.
Should know that if you're going around in circles. Well, there's Dan again. Well, how about that? He's passed Dan like three different times.
Poor Norm. I feel you, pal.
If he goes around in a circle one more time.
It was hard enough for me
to
find.
Where's he going?
Boy, this is causing some high comedy out here.
Okay. Now, Norm is trying to find his tent. He's been around in a circle at least four times. Did he finally find it?
I don't know.
He got it.
I think he's finally found his way. Wow.
Hey, it took me a long time to find my way here in the light today. Those maps weren't that great. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. The fact is that we're here, and it's time for some fun.
Let's do it, Mike.
Let's do it. So we want your phone calls, and we will talk to you.
214-787-1310.
That's right.
214-787-1310.
Or as we used to say, pound 1310 on the bat phone, but I don't know if that works anymore, really. So just stick with what we gave you there.
Let us solve your love problems, please.
Let us fix you up. It's your pals, us.
And you know, Mike, you told me that you would look into getting me the white prize. I'm going to hold you to it because I'm lacking. 38 years, man.
I could arrange that so easily. So easily.
Well, what's stopping you?
We can do it over the phone tonight.
Okay, let's do it over the phone tonight.
I am quite sure of that.
Well, let's go to the phones, Mike. You want to go to the phones right now?
Let's do it. Let's talk to
Stephanie in Dallas.
You're on the deep night ticket.
Hello.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hey. What are y'all doing?
We're just out camping.
Talking to you. We're camping and stuff.
I know. That's what I wanted to talk about.
All right, go ahead.
Are you enjoying yourself?
I am. I'm having a good time out here. You know, usually the brothers don't like the deep woods, but you know what? I can get used to this.
Really?
Yeah, you know, as long as there aren't people chasing me, trying to kill me, or lynch me, or anything like that, then we're all good.
How old are you?
I'm 25.
Oh, so right.
Oh,
25, so. Huh? Are you with man?
I am.
Are you?
Oh.
Do you like him?
He's pretty good.
Yeah?
That's kind of a lukewarm endorsement.
No, he's great.
So, what's your problem? Do you have any problems going on? Do
no,
we need to solve it?
No, I don't have any problems. I just heard that Mike wanted to talk about camping, so I was
all right.
Because I love it.
All right, tell us your craziest camping story.
I probably can't say that on the air.
It's the deep night ticket.
I don't know, craziest. Usually we go and there's like some, I don't know, good times in the tent, you know. I don't know. I can't talk about it, but it's usually pretty good. Camping is fun.
There's good times in the tent, huh?
Oh, yeah.
You have that tent rocking?
Definitely. Usually want them to be a little bit far, you know, neighbors can't be too close.
All right. I don't know. Anybody here is going to have good times in their tent tonight?
Nobody?
I don't think so.
Oh.
Unless somebody's got some kind of card they're not showing as of yet. All right,
no,
well, you have a good night, Steph.
No, you got to talk to me more than that. Y'all are kind of...
Well, Mike, you have to talk to him more than that. Come on now.
Exactly. I mean, what you doing? Are you roasting marshmallows or what?
As a matter of fact, we were earlier. We were watching a little Mavericks basketball.
Yeah, I almost cried.
Do you need a hug? Are you sad?
Yeah, I do. Actually, I was very upset. I couldn't believe I got so upset. I guess because it came back and I thought they were actually going to win it, and it just got my hopes up, and I don't know.
Well, we have 4 hours of radio on the Mavericks ahead of us tomorrow.
All right. So
we're more interested in you right now.
All right.
So what you working with? What you got going? What you packing in the backing?
What?
A little junk in the trunk, more bounce to the ounce.
I don't even know what you're saying. All I've been doing is posting pictures of how Duncan looks like a Teletubby online because I'm a dork like that.
Huh. Well, all right. Thanks for your call, Stephanie. Let's talk to... Anne Marie in Denton.
I love a woman
you're
with two
on,
names.
You're on the deep night ticket.
Hey, honey. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing awesome. Who am I talking to?
Mike and Donovan.
Mike and Donovan. All right. How y'all doing tonight?
Great.
Camping?
Yeah, we're having fun camping. You listen to the ticket?
Hell yeah, I do.
How old are you?
I'm 28.
Oh, 28.
Eight. Oh, my gosh.
Sorry, I'm pushing that.
No, that's great.
Headline.
You know, not just experienced enough to know what you're doing, you know?
I mean, I'm experienced. I know what I'm doing.
You do know what you're doing, right?
Hell yeah, I do.
That's what you say. You know, everyone says that.
Yeah.
That they know what they're doing, but mm-hmm. then you get them in the sack and nothing.
No. They don't know what they're doing.
Cold fish.
They got no clue.
Right. Nothing. So you do know what you're doing.
You get this big talk from girls.
Right.
Are you kidding me? Am I talking to my boyfriend right now?
No, not at all.
I'm talking to him.
Sorry. I know I said the crucial line to my boyfriend, but whatever. He knows I know what I'm doing.
So what are you
guys doing tonight?
Oh, just sitting around, you know, sipping in a little bit.
Yeah, talking to people here on the deep night ticket.
Talking to girls. What are you doing tonight?
I watched the Mavericks basketball that day here in Dallas. Sipping on some beers right now. Feeling a little tipsy.
A little tipsy, huh?
A little tipsy.
Where's this man we've been hearing about, this boyfriend?
He's out in the garage right now.
In the garage?
Yeah.
Doing what?
Listening to the ticket.
Oh, he's listening to you talk on the ticket, huh?
Apparently. I can't be out there listening to the radio, and he's not going to miss it. I mean...
Well, you want to send him any kind of message?
Or
tell him something he doesn't know?
I love my baby. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry about the mask losing. And we're going to have a good night.
Oh, he's a big mask fan?
Oh, my gosh. He's a big Texas fan.
So are you going to take care of him because he's so sad?
Of course I will.
Yeah, that's more big
hey,
talk.
I'm sad too, so he'll take care of me as well.
All right,
Amber. All right, we really appreciate that.
We sure do.
You go take care of your man.
Right. See how that works out for everybody.
Right. It's not doing anything for me right now, you know.
All right, well, we'll mix in a couple guys here. Let's talk to Andrew in the Colony. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good, guys. I got a question, though.
All right.
I'm pretty crushed about the Mavericks losing, and so I don't know what to do. And so I was wondering, I really, really would like to get intimate with Gordon Keith. I think you guys might be able to help me out with that. If I could get inside him somehow or talk to him.
Whoa.
Not like that.
Not like that? Well, what the hell are you talking about?
Somehow we
lost
that.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Unfortunate.
It is kind of hot, though, so.
All right, let's try.
Yeah, Will and Alan.
Will and Alan. How you doing?
Hey, Will.
Hey.
What's
hey.
Up?
Hey, how's it going?
Not much. Just chilling in bed. I'm listening to the ticket.
All right.
How are you guys doing?
Everything is going good. You know, we're all disappointed about the Mavericks loss, but we don't have on, like, licorice draws, so I guess we're doing a little better than you are.
Oh, yeah. No, they're not licorice. They're fruit by the double hood.
You know, I really don't think anybody's terribly interested in that.
I thought we were talking to girls.
Well, we were.
Where'd this guy come from?
I don't know. We ran out of girls.
He had on edible underwear.
There's girls out there. Get rid of that guy.
All right. Here is George Dunham.
I'm depressed.
Why are you depressed?
Hey, why don't you serenade the girls? You're walking around with this guitar. Sing something to them.
What do you want?
Whatever
you got.
The girls will like to make the girls call.
Yeah. Some live bird dogs. Yeah, put everybody to sleep. No one cares about the bird dogs.
Dude, that's when
about the bird dogs.
Yeah, when I'm trying to get romantic with mine, I put in the bird dogs.
Do you really?
Hell yeah.
Then
that's exactly what I tried to do.
He gets jiggy with the bird dogs.
You can't hear it, though.
No, you can't.
Where's that chord?
Gordon. Want me to show you a chord?
Oh, give me the wireless. There we go. I'll put it in my crotch. How do you turn it on? Killer is just not fit to be engineering right now.
Oh, he's all right.
He's drunker than Otis ever was on the Andy Griffith Show. There we go.
See? He figured that out.
I never watched that show.
You need to watch it.
Surprise, surprise.
It holds up.
That's not much better.
Killer, what are you doing? You're drunker than a... I've got it. It's just not on, Chief.
It is on.
No, it's on.
Okay. I got it. How come it didn't pick up? There we go. You need to work on your levels.
Yeah, mix this thing, killer.
Uh-oh.
Hang on. Let me get a chair. Where's the chair?
Do we have a girl yet?
Line up a girl. Hang on. I'll be back in a second.
All right, that's George. He's going to join us here on the Deep Night Ticket. And we're going to...
We have no girls yet.
Talk. All right, we'll talk a little bad talk. Let's talk to
Steven in Lake Highlands.
Steve in Lake Highlands, how you doing?
Yeah, good. Sure, I'm a girl. They want a token girl to talk to.
Okay.
Oh, I didn't get the campsite right.
Yeah. What's your name?
Caroline.
Hey now.
Caroline.
Oh, I thought your name was Steve.
Who's your favorite ticket personality, Caroline?
Oh, my goodness. I don't know if I could narrow it down. Big fan of Gordon. Big fan of Mike. That's just off the top of my head. That's kind of random.
How old are you?
33.
All right.
Perfect.
33 is
yes,
sexual prime there.
Demographic now.
Ooh, who am I talking to right now?
Rhines, Giorgio, and Donovan.
No, I know, but no, I mean like physically right now. Who are you?
This is Giorgio.
Oh, is it really?
Yes, that's George. That's the big man.
Yeah. Oh, all right.
You feel my power?
The star of that Dunham & Miller morning program. The reason
that's right.
Why
wake
we're
up
all
at 5:30 and see what those boys have in store tomorrow.
That's right.
Wow.
Now, Caroline, do you feel at 33 that you're just reaching that, you know, prime?
I'm all right. So far, so good.
Are you with man these days?
No.
When was the last time you were with man? In that coital way.
I can't believe you said that word. A few months ago.
Are you chomping at the bit to, you know, get a little some of this?
I'm all right. I'm okay.
Yeah.
But, I'm like a camel in that way, I guess.
Are you dating or anything? Do you have a boyfriend?
No. I don't want to be in a porno sometime. I'm really sorry.
Are you dating?
No. I'm just completely single. So I'm focused on school. I'm in grad school.
Would you like to be serenaded, Caroline?
Sure.
I would like to have a threesome with you and another girl you trust.
Oh, I'm so surprised.
That was a drop. That was not me.
Oh, I know. I listen all the time.
All right, Caroline, this is for you, okay?
Okay.
Sat down and made a list of everything I want to do. There you go. Two bars. That's all you get.
How about that?
Amazing. That was amazing.
Yeah.
That was really good.
That was live Bird Dogs. We're at birddogmusic.com.
I'll go.
Where else do you get that?
They can't do that.
That's right. They can't do that.
They cannot do that.
Only on the little ticket can you find that.
All right, Caroline.
Sorry, I was just flake earlier. You sounded so clear. I couldn't believe you were deep in the East Texas woods. So thank you.
Oh, we're very, very deep in the
woods.
You
don't know how deep in the woods we are.
So deep.
You were so, like, clear in my ear that I was, you know.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, the miracle of science, all that good stuff.
How deep in the woods have you been?
I stay in the city.
All right. Well, thanks for your call.
All right, Caroline. Have a good night.
All right. That's the 33-year-old Caroline.
Nothing wrong with that.
Lake Highlands.
I'm going to say that's when women are in their prime.
33?
Yep. 33 to 35.
Well, damn, I need to trade in then.
All right. Who's next here?
Steve.
Steve. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys doing tonight?
All right.
Wonderful.
Okay. I've got a twofold question. The first is for George.
Hit me.
If he was going to share a tent, would it be Randy Rogers or his favorite fiddle player, Mr. Black?
If I had a what now?
If George get to share a tent, would it be Randy Rogers or your favorite fiddle player? Who would you share a tent with?
Boy, that's a tough one.
I know.
That's a real tough one. I really don't want to share a tent with any guy. But
if you had to, I mean, Randy Rogers up and down, or is it the fiddle player, Mr. Black, the great?
That's a good one.
It is, I know.
Pick one. I'm going to say Randy because he is the namesake of the band, but Brady Black is the greatest fiddle player in the universe.
The fiddle player, you say, is the one that leads the band, so is it really that?
No, I don't know if the fiddle player leads the band.
So you say Randy, George?
I say Randy,
gay,
yeah.
Gay. Okay,
now, yeah, I love Randy.
Now it's Reiner's question. Is it
Reiner's dead?
I'm sorry about that, Mike.
Reiner's.
Is it Tom Petty or Dirk Sweaty after game 6 that you share a tent with?
Oh, Tom Petty. That's easy.
Yeah, that is.
That is? Well, yeah. I'm from Lake
Reiner's hates Dirk now.
No, I don't hate Dirk. I still like Dirk.
Y'all be safe in Rockwell. I love you.
Hey, what about me?
Here's the bottom line.
Hey, what about Tupac or Larry Blackmon from Cameo?
What about it?
Here's the bottom line. This team blew it 4 years ago. They had their chance.
Yes, they did.
They're up 2-0. They're up 13 in the third quarter against Miami. That was their chance.
And then everyone around here took for granted that they'll be back next year because they were so close. But that was it.
I give Junior some credit too. He said the next morning, a lot of times when teams lose in the NBA Finals, they never come back. And the Mavericks will never come back. They'll never win it with Dirk. And that's not all his fault.
No, it's not all his fault, but they will all take that to their effing graves, as
they say.
Another
girl.
Come on, girls.
All right, let's talk. Who?
Jennifer and Plano.
Jennifer in Plano. Oh, my gosh.
There's nothing wrong with that name, Jennifer. Man. I love the name Jennifer. Love it.
You boys are too cute.
How are you, Jennifer?
Girl, what's going on?
You were too funny.
Hi, Jeb Jeb. The last
hey, girl.
Time I called in actually was during the compound, and I talked with Donnie Dew and Michael about 1 o'clock in the morning.
Really?
What time is it now?
Well, it's only 11 o'clock now, but...
Oh, man, it's early.
I know, but I had to call in and say hi.
Hey, now.
I know.
How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
Wonderful. How old are you?
I am 41.
Oh, yeah. 41? Right.
And
yeah.
I'm not a P1 day one, but I'm a P1.
Can you handle this?
I love 41-year-old women, Jennifer.
I can't.
I love 41-year-old women named Jennifer.
Tell me, dude, you like a nice, big 41-year-old white girl, don't you?
Black?
White.
Whoa.
Are you black or white?
White.
Okay, well, white's kind of second my line.
All right, now here is
Black. She's talking to Donnie.
Yeah, she's talking to me, dude.
Yeah, yes, Corby is now joining us.
Well,
now,
Corby is
will tell you.
So he's out of my.
Half married, not really married.
I will tell you, and I will tell you, he is severely, severely impaired.
The conversation.
You know what's going to happen to you? Death.
What? You are. And you have been all night long, ever since we got off the air.
What'd you expect?
He's so abrasive.
Nothing. I'm just telling everybody.
Corby is under the influence of a lot of things right now.
Love, mainly from my wife.
Yeah. And whiskey. And burra. And other things.
Yeah. Yeah. What's
things
your name, sweetie?
Deep
it's
in the woods.
Jennifer.
Yeah, Jennifer.
Thank you, Donovan.
Hey, Jennifer.
You're welcome, Jennifer.
How old are you?
41.
That's right. That's right.
Well, are you with man these days?
We'll see each other in the next life.
I am 2.5 years out of divorce.
Oh.
That's solid. That's a good
What's up, girl?
Age.
What is up?
So what caused this divorce?
We were better friends than
AIDS.
Anything else.
So you guys like stopped doing it and stuff?
Oh, I stopped doing it with him. Yeah, a long time into our,
So so
I've
like
been making up for lost time though.
Really?
Uh-oh. With who? Uh-oh. A boyfriend or just in general?
I'm swinging.
Swinging?
Whoa.
Swinging like in
but
swinging?
Don't you have to be married to swing?
No, you don't.
Donovan, so do you go to the club?
Donovan, can you give me a water? I need to talk to this woman.
Corby, I'm not talking to you. My profile says I don't do married or attached men.
I'm not trying
That's
to have
a good
sex
policy.
With you. I'm just asking you questions, Jennifer.
If Donovan wasn't attached, would you be interested?
What do you mean, if I wasn't?
You know what?
I'm not.
I have had a few black men in my time.
A few?
Like black.
How did you? I hear what? I didn't even know Donovan was black until right now.
I didn't either.
Whatever.
Hey, not
no,
at,
I was
not,
like, oh, my God, Donovan's black.
Not at the same time, right? Oh, thank you, Jennifer.
You're welcome.
I think I remember Norm telling me that he was.
Right, tonight.
But I didn't believe it till now.
No, not. You know what? It takes a girl to prove a point because I had no idea either. I thought he was just a guy.
Yep.
My tagline on my swing site is...
Swing site.
Girl.
This chick's...
Okay, hang on.
This chick's effing nuts.
Jennifer, if you swing, I don't understand why you don't do married men, because that's how...
No, because...
That's what
swingers
do.
Ultimately, I would love another long-term relationship, but I want it with...
I'm not understanding, Jennifer.
I'm not sure I understand your definition
because
of swing.
Because swingers, you know, you have a lot of married couples that swing, so if you go to the club...
No, you know what? I do couples once in a while.
We got a walk right there.
But my favorite is one-on-one, but...
That's not swinging.
Yes, it is.
That's just getting naked.
No.
Email me, Jennifer.
All right. If y'all don't want to talk about it, we don't have to talk.
No, we don't want to talk about it.
We do.
No,
we just said email. Email us.
Okay.
Now, what is this swing site you talk about?
Do you want to know the website?
Yes.
Yeah.
Swinglifestyle.com.
Oh, Ryan's already knew that.
No, I
I've
didn't
been there
either.
So many times.
I did not either.
Here you go, Jennifer. You want a song?
I'm very cool about this.
Jennifer, you want a song real quick?
Jeb, I would love a song. Hear
the I'm lying alone with my head on the phone, thinking of you till it hurts.
That's wrong chord. Anyway, that's all you get.
You know what?
A little bit of air supply there for you.
No, I appreciate that. That was awesome.
All right, you go, girl.
All right, you guys.
Swing on, Jennifer.
Yep. Emails.
Swing on, girl. Swing on, sister.
You know
Swing
it.
Out, sister.
Good luck, Jennifer, with your bottom.
All right, who else we got? We don't want to talk to dudes. Blow them all out.
Good luck with your bottom.
Clear out the lines. All right.
Why don't you take a break? Who's this guy? Who's this guy?
Listen to that.
Who is this?
How Donnie, isn't it?
Yeah,
this is
Donnie.
Be nice to Donnie
Henry.
He's a good guy.
Be nice to him.
He's not here, is he?
He's one of your work colleagues. Be nice.
I love you, Donnie.
Did he get drafted in a great game?
I mean, seriously, how would we know?
Right.
How would we know?
I probably would have drafted my mom first.
All right, it's 11-12 on the Deep Night Ticket.
She can play third. Well...